You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Right, it's another show.
It is.
Hello!
Woo!
So we'll get straight on. Let's not mess about today.
So this beer was donated to us by a listener. So hi, a listener that donated this beer. She was in America and got this from the island, wherever this comes from. Does it say on the bottle? It says Isla Morada.
Right.
So possibly that's the island.
Yes.
Somewhere over in the United States of the America, where Donald Trump...
Was this post-op?
It was pre-Donald Trump. So, we've just opened a historic beer.
Before the landmark election.
This is called Sandbar Sunday. It's from the Isla Morada brewery. It's a 330ml bottle, and I have no idea how much it costs.
Dollars!
It would have cost dollars. And what's the percentage? It's 4.75%.
You definitely get that. A pilsner note, but with fruit, but I don't know if that's fruit from the last drink.
Sorry, it's 12 fluid ounces, not 330.
So you're definitely getting like a pilsner-y sort of...
Yeah.
Lager-y... smell.
Yeah.
And look.
It's fizzy.
It's fizzy.
Not a lot of flavour.
That's basically...
But there is... This is a very subtle... kind of malty, but a lot of it is just fizz and quite bland.
Yeah, it is what it is. If you like fizzy,
lager-y style things,
it's probably not bad.
Yeah, it's not, it's actually, it's not disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not to our taste. I don't think it's a good example of what it is, but it's not a bad example.
Yeah.
It's a very mediocre beer.
So where are we going to pair this? Not pair this, we're not doing pairings this show.
I would put it on the 49.
49, is there anything around there?
There is. North Brewery... Herzog.
All right, yeah, very similar, yeah.
Which is, you know, very, very similar in terms of it's a bit fizzy, it's got that lagery, pilsery style to it.
Yeah, let's shove it there.
Yeah.
Let's finish this off and
we'll get back to you. Cool. Okay, so beer number two is 5.5% in a 330ml bottle. There's no price, so it just cost money.
But it was from Pipstop.
From Pipstop. It is called Wolf Warrior, and it is from the independent Lakeland Breweries, which is somewhere around Ulverston area.
I just like the label.
Yeah, it's
had like
really
a wolf
good.
On it, and it looked quite nice. So
yeah. Oh no, it's Keswick.
I don't know much more about it. What colour it's going to come out, or anything?
It's come out a brown colour. Not brown as in like turdy water, though.
No, just like a nice...
It's not like John Smith's.
A nice, I think you call it copper-coloured.
Yeah.
If you were an expert, not like us.
Oh, I like...
It smells quite... Got quite a malty smell to it, in a...
More of a...
Like a best bitter sort
traditional
of...
Traditional real ale style.
Yeah, best bitter sort of style. So let's give it a taste and see.
Its flavour's very real ale-y.
Yeah.
It's, I want to say
it's... my taste buds right off as an oniony taste.
Now you've said that, there is something, now you've said it.
You know,
if you've not said it.
If you haven't like cheese then, and onion crisps and then you have a...
Yeah, if you'd not said oniony, I wouldn't have picked up on it. But you can smell a slight oniony bit. And there's a slight oniony taste.
It's not unpleasant at all.
It isn't. And the ingredients don't say onion on it. They are the typical water, malt, hops and yeast.
I want something produced in onion beer.
No, no, you don't. We've had a squid ink beer, and that was disgusting. We don't want an onion beer. I feel the label is far better than the beer.
Yeah, I think if you... Our friend that listens to the show that puts lasers on sharks.
Yeah.
He would... Would you like this? Yeah, that sound is the cat attacking the tree.
It's not static, it's the cat doing the cat.
Yeah.
And get off the beer advent tree.
Yes. That's something we should say. Both of us have made advent trees.
Yes.
Basically, you get some postal tubes off the interweb, and you can put them together like a tree.
Yeah.
If you go for 24, you put 3 at the bottom.
And then 6, then 5, then 4, then 3, then 2, then 1.
Yeah, and
if you go 25, you can do 2, 2, 6, yeah. And a lot of hot glue.
Yeah, so that's what we're getting drink of. And if you go on our Twitter each day, you can see what's in Bob's advent calendar, and possibly mine if I remember to put mine up.
Because you've
pre-done
that, because you know I'm not smart enough to figure out Twitter.
Yeah. What are you doing, Kat?
We're going to have a small beer journey.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I don't drink every day. You're going to make...
Do you not?
No, not every day.
Oh, you're going to start.
Nearly every day. You're going to turn me into an alcoholic.
What we're going to give this, it's certainly a lot better than the last beer.
I think it is, but not considerably.
What did we give the last one?
We gave the last one 49.
49.
So I was thinking 51. 50. What's it, 51 now?
Yeah.
51 is High Wire Grapefruit Pal. I think that's meant to be IPA.
Yeah, we'll put it there. Put it there, pal. Put it there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not horrible. It's probably better on draft.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a closer to a real ale than a craft beer. It's not quite to our taste buds.
Yeah, like I said, it has that best bitter sort of...
Kind of taste. Mainly malt.
Yeah. Right, are we going to pause that and get on next? Right, beer number 3.
Wow, this is 7.4%.
Yes.
No wonder you liked it that night.
Yeah.
It's Northern Alchemy, Marmalade and Assamti IPA. In collaboration with Hop on the Bike.
So I think it's what we always say with Northern Alchemy, if you can, have a little taste beforehand, do some amazing beers, but they're sometimes quite out there, so
they're weird and wonderful, and they are very weird and wonderful, but they require a very specific taste.
Yeah, so sometimes you might taste one and you might go, oh, this is just... So this isn't quite what I like, but always ask... And I think that's it. A good bar will always let you have a little taste anyway.
Yeah.
But it is a brewery where I would say definitely, if you see it on anyway, you go, oh yeah, that's one of our like go-to breweries where like it's oh, we've not had that, we'll get it. But we do,
If you're a cautious buyer, try it before you buy. I mean, we will go out and buy a pint and be like, well, that wasn't quite us.
Yeah.
But if you don't want a full pint, try before you buy.
Quite often that's the thing, is people are spending a lot of money and people don't have money.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good bar. Bars like Brewdog will always let you have a little taste.
Yeah.
And you just go, oh, I'll taste that.
Yeah. And you could probably get pissed off the tastes.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not nice.
It's $2.99 for a 330ml bottle from Coppers.
Coppers, yes.
Because it looks like a standard Coppers label.
Yes, it was bought about an hour ago. For Journey.
We did have this at Craft Beer Calling nearly a month ago.
Yeah.
When this comes out. Philip very enjoyed this.
So you smell it straight away and it is orange.
See, Red, I'm not going to say orange, I smell marmalade.
Yeah, but that marmalade orangey sort of
smell. Yeah, that kind of...
Very sweet orange.
But there is that subtle Assamti in the background.
But when you sniff it, you just want to drink it. It's got that very much like...
Here you go. Ooh.
You know, it entices you in a very...
It does, and you don't have to like marmalade for that to wet your taste buds. Your taste buds start getting excited.
Well, it put me off because I'm not a marmalade person.
No, But you smell it, it excites you. If you didn't know that was marmalade, you'd smell it and be like, that's citrusy, like, that's got the...
Yeah, that, you can smell it. Right, let's have a...
That tea cuts through, the tea flavour, the bitter.
Yeah, it's so a lovely bitterness that you don't expect from the smell, because it smells like sweet, and the hops and stuff is... It really cuts through this... So you just get this really orangey...
It starts off very orangey, and then it becomes a really good bitter, like your good IPAs. That bitterness cuts through and completely changes this beer from something being very sweet to something being a nice bitter after finish.
Yeah.
It's fat with duck. Fat with duck could probably work very well.
You know, if you have duck and orange. You know, it's not as if I'm being clever there, putting them two together, but I think...
No, but I think the bitterness, it'd help, because you wouldn't normally associate duck and bitterness going through it, but that orange, it'd cut through initially, and you'd have a nice bitter after finish.
So, where on the board do we put this?
I was going to say... probably number 70.
We'll go with 70.
Because it's good beer.
It's very good. It's very nice. I'll definitely go out and, you know, tell people to try it, especially people that like them sort of flavours.
I mean, as we say about anything from these guys, try it. And if you don't like it and you see a different one, try that. Yeah. Because they are very different. We've had them and we've not liked them and gone, oh no.
Yeah.
And there's some we've gone, that's alright. And there's some we've gone, that is bloody gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's knowing certain breweries are good for certain things. And Northern Alchemy is definitely good for just
trying.
Out there, pushing the envelope of beer, pushing what beer can be.
Yeah.
You know, beer's a fantastic array of things from. Like Plum Port have had the last show to stuff like this. It's just like this journey of stuff. Now, that doesn't mean anything goes.
No.
It should be nice. But we're getting to this lovely time in our lives where, beer's not what it used to be. It's not...
Beer doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean, it's amazing to think that these do this and they bottle and they produce enough out of a container to sell. I mean, it's quite a small scale when you think about it.
Yes, it's good, it's great.
And they do a very mixed up beer.
Right, are we going to go into the sum up?
Yes.
So, we've had three beers, two matte beers, one really nice beer.
Yeah.
So, we start off with...
The Isla Morada... Sandbar Sunday, all the way from America.
From the US of A!
Yeah.
We then went on to...
Wolf Warrior from the Independent Lakeland Breweries.
And then we went on to a bit local. We went very local with Northern Alchemy.
Are you going to pass that on to me?
Yeah.
It's too complicated to read.
Yes.
Marmalade and Assam Tea IPA.
I'm going to get the Dyslexic Association to properly
pick at me and just be like, look at you, you're just awful to your dyslexic friend.
Yeah, they'll have like placards saying 2, 4, 3, 8, who do we appreciate? No,
it probably would go 2, 3, 4, 8 as well, though. No, there's been, you know, two alright beers. If they were out and about and we got them, we'd
I was going to say, I wouldn't complain if somebody bought us them.
Exactly. They're not something to throw back. It's not Foster's. You're not going to be like, well, how are you guys? Mm. And then one really, really good beer that I'd actually say, if you've got a selection of bars in your area which serve Northern Alchemy, look for it.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's very, very good. Shall we get on to the housekeeping?
Yeah, housekeeping.
No, you have something before the ad, don't you?
Yeah.
Sharks at formalshark.co.uk. I'm burping right now.
Yeah, is that because you've had a lot of beer?
Yeah, because we're doing these beers.
And that first one was quite gassy.
Because we're doing these beers in quite quick
succession.
Yeah, so email us in if you've got comments, if you want us to do anything. If you're a brewery or you are a seller of beers, like a bar or a bottle shop, and you listen to these, get in touch. We are looking for sponsors. And if you listen at the moment, we'll give you some sponsorship for now.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Exactly.
You know, we want to promote you guys, so just tell us.
We're also looking for new sources of beer. So, yeah. I mean, if you're a bottle shop and we don't know about you, say, we'll come and buy some beers.
Yeah,
because we want to try different beers, you know, and if you're close by, or if you do postal delivery, then we'll do it. We're not afraid of spending.
We want to tell people about stuff, because if people are listening to us and don't know that somewhere in the country there's a bottle shop, tell us about you.
Yeah.
Say who you are, or if you're a brewery and you're doing something and there's a beer you want people to try, tell us. Even better if you send us some up.
Yeah, I mean,
PM us and we'll give you
We'll give you some sort of address.
Yeah. And then I'll have to wait. Wait in the post office for ages.
No. Send it to my mum's house. She's always in.
And I was really disappointed because I'm due a load of beer in the house.
And then you realised you're not going to be in the house.
And I went to the post office today thinking it was going to be the booze. And it wasn't. It was ink for the printer.
Well, that just doesn't taste
the same.
No.
And I waited in the queue for absolutely
ages. Did you crack the ink open and drink it while you were outside the post office? And be like, ooh, it tastes of black ink.
It'd be like that squid ink beer that we once had many moons ago.
We're on Twitter, at Formal Shark.
At Formal Shark.
We're on Facebook, /Formal Shark.
Yeah, and coming up soon, we're going to do a new show with us two.
Is Let's Comment.
So
it's a bit topical, it's a bit news
related. Basically, if you don't like the beer bit of us and you like the stupidity,
then
it's probably going to be a lot more of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a completely different style of show. And things like that.
If you want to email just me, Bob, it's Bob@FormalShark. And if you want to email just Phil,
it's Phil@FormalShark.
We'll probably tell each other anyway.
Stop scratching.
Your cat is very scratchy tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, normally he's not in, but tonight he's just been around a little shite.
Unfortunately, it's the winter, so there's not much happening through our
window. There's some kids going past.
Oh, look. They look proper chavvy.
Yeah, there's some. She looks about.
All I can see is the white trousers. I can't see anything else.
I don't know. I thought she was wearing like a really little skirt.
No, it was just so her legs were like luminous white. She was wearing a skirt and that was it.
It's winter.
Yeah.
You know, you go pale in the winter.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you wear a skirt when in the winter as well? Or does work not allow you to wear the skirt?
No, I'll be onesie on constantly. Right, shall we say tatty bye to the people?
Yeah, tatty bye.
Tatty bye.